Welcome to Shir Tagum and Parshas Kedoshim. Last night we took a look at the beginning of Perek Chof, where the Torah speaks about somebody who worships Molech, who's Mavir Benola Molech, again who sacrifices his children to Molech, which we saw can be interpreted in two different ways. Rashi and the Ramban, does he literally bring the child through the fire? Is the child simply symbolically brought through the fire, but not actually scorched in any way? The person who does this is subject to the death penalty. The pasuk then adds pasuk chaf, perek chaf pasuk vav, v'anefesh asher tifne el ha'ovos v'el ha'yidonim. Somebody who turns to ovos and yidonim, different individuals who have the ability to communicate with the dead, liznos achareyem, to be led astray following them. And osati es ponai benefesh shahiv v'chrati osomi kerev amo. Similarly, that person will be subject to the penalty of kares for consulting the ov and the yidoni, for trying to connect to the dead in that kind of way. And then the pasuk says, v'skadishta v'yisem kedoshim. You should sanctify yourself and be holy, ki ani Hashem elokeichem. Because I am Hashem, your God. What is meant by this pasuk, v'skadishem v'yisem kedoshim? It sounds like a very, very generic pasuk. You should sanctify yourself and you should be holy. Okay? We knew that. I mean, the beginning of the parsha is kedoshim to you. You should be holy. So what exactly is being added over here? Rashi quotes from the Taras Kohanim that v'skadishtem Zo Prishus Avodah Zorah. This refers to a person separating himself from Avodah Zorah, from idolatry. That's V'yiskadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim. Make yourself holy through separating from Avodah Zorah. The Sifsei Chachamim over here asks, how do you reconcile this Rashi with Rashi in the beginning of the Sedra? It hasn't been so long since the beginning of the Sedra. Beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, so the pasuk again, as we quoted a moment ago, says, "Kedoshim to you, right? Daber kol adas bnei Yisrael v'marto aleihem. You should speak to the entire Jewish people and tell them, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy." So Rashi writes, "Hevu prushim min ho'arayos min ho'aveira." Kedoshim to you means that you should separate yourselves from illicit relationships and from averos, a little bit unclear. Shekol makom shatamotze geder erva atamotze kedusha. Because wherever you find that a person makes fences to ensure that he's not going to get involved in improper relations, you know, illicit relationships, that's where you find kedusha. So in other words, according to Rashi over here, the concept of kedusha essentially means distance yourself from gili arayos, from illicit relationships. And here, just a perek later, Rashi is telling us that v'hiskadishtem means that a person should separate himself from avodah zarah. Again, both ideas are correct. We wouldn't argue on either idea. But what does kedusha fundamentally mean? In other words, why in one place does he speak of kedusha being about arayos, separating oneself from arayos, and here he talks about kedusha separating oneself from avodah zarah?
Why can't it be both?
It could be both. The question is, but why would Rashi then in the beginning of the Sedra specifically single out that it's about Erva, and here specifically single out that it's about Avodah Zarah?
The Kasha doesn't get started, actually.
Yeah.
Again, like we said last night, it's context. Rashi just had Achrei Mois, where it was talking about Gilead rights.
Right.
So Rashi maybe feels that I just told you about rights.
Right.
Now you're going to become holy, so it must be some type of segue into becoming holy,
right,
separating from rights. Over here, we're talking about Avodah Zarah.
Right. So it's interesting. So the Sifsei Chacham himself gives a different answer.
Right.
But my inclination is to give the answer you just gave, meaning it's all about context. Kedusha means a variety of different things. There are many, many ways in which a person can achieve Kedusha. And it's all based on the context. Kedoshim to you in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim is coming off the end of Achrei Mos, where all of the arayos are discussed. So in other words, Rashi is being mechadish. Rashi is introducing a new idea that Kedoshim to you is not an entirely new parsha, but it's really following suit. It's, you know, it's piggybacking don't know if you could say piggybacking in a parasha that talks about Kedusha, but it's piggybacking off of, you know, the discussion of the Arayos at the end of Achrei Mos. And here, for the first six psukim of the perek, we've been talking about how a person should avoid Avodah Zarah. He should avoid Molech worship. He should avoid Ovos and Yidonim, which are not quite Avodah Zarah, but they cross the line into spiritual endeavors that are not quite consistent with the idea of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, that you should just put your faith in God and not try to seek out other avenues of spirituality. So here, Rashi understands that Kadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim is a summary pasuk that, as opposed to the Molech worship, as opposed to the Ovos and Yedonim that we spoke about before, you, this Kadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim, go very, very far away from Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is Shaul HaMelech able to console with...
Okay, yeah. What?
Ayin Radak Shem.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of discussion. We'll leave that for the Novi Shir. So it's interesting to note that the Yonason ben Uziel has a very, I think, unusual, I'm not sure what the source in Chazal is for this Yonason ben Uziel, a very unusual understanding of the pasuk v'is kadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. The Sifsei Chachamim writes...
I
didn't quote the answer. Yesh lomer da'avodah zara nami zona mikre, k'mo shekosov kan liznos achrei hamolech. Right? So, in other words, he gives like a technical answer. You find that the lashon of znus can apply to avodah zara, it can apply to arayo, so in a sense, you know, the notion... He blurs the line between Arayos and Avodah Zarah generally, so Kedusha could apply to both. But I think you know, a strong answer is to say that it's all based on context, which, you know, again, the answer over here. Yeah? So.
I forgot you said this, I think it's around Parshas Penkos, that all Avodah Zarah is actually based upon the desire for Arayos. The only reason why people do Avodah Zarah is in order to have...
Right, no, that's Chazal say at the end of Parshas Balak. That's, I think, what you're thinking about. Somebody Yisrael about Pa'ar, right? The Klal Yisrael only wanted to worship Baal Pa'ar because of the Arayos, you know, that came along with that package. Right, so there is clearly a connection between the two. So the Yonah,
both of the warnings or both... illicit relations or Avodah Zarah are very negativistic. Don't do XYZ, XYZ.
Right.
But maybe if a person is preoccupied with doing what they're supposed to do, davening or whatnot, I mean, maybe they would be less likely to participate in those kind of activities.
Yeah, you know, in general in life, the best way to get people not to do the wrong thing is to get them to focus on doing the right thing, right? You know, the more you fill your life up with the right thing, the less likely you are to do the wrong thing. Enochinami. So Yosef Menuziel over here gives the following translation. V'sis kadshun, you should sanctify yourselves. U'sahon kadishin b'gufeichon. And you should be holy when it comes to your bodies. Sanctify your bodies. So in other words, right off the bat, the word b'gufeichon, regarding your bodies, is an addition of the Yonasan ben Uziel that doesn't directly correspond to anything in the pasuk. And then he adds the following: Mitol da akabel biravot sloschon, in order that I, Hashem, accept your prayers favorably. Anohu Hashem mekadishchon. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Not just the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Here it says, Anohu Hashem mekadishchon. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So there are a number of things that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel has added into his translation of the pasuk. He's added this idea that the kedusha of which the pasuk speaks is actually not just a spiritual kedusha; it's actually a physical kedusha. You should sanctify your bodies. He doesn't explain what that means, but you should sanctify your bodies, and sanctifying your bodies means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in the merit, because you sanctify your bodies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept your tefillos, and you should know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Not just I am Hashem who is your God, I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So, what is the Yosef ben Uziel trying to say here? And how does he get these things out of the Pasuk? Meaning, you know, he talks about how the Pasuk indicates that whatever the Kedusha that's being described in the Pasuk is, somehow it helps HaKadosh, or it enables HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillos. Where did that idea come from? In other words, where in the Pasuk do you see any reference, you know, to that idea? So, again, it's interesting because so often the Yonasan ben Uziel, when he brings additional ideas that are not literally in the Pasuk, it's a Medrash, it's a Gemara, you know, you can find some Maimer Chazal somewhere that he's referencing. Again, it's always a, you know, you need to be Rechaim Kanievsky to get up and say, this doesn't exist in Chazal anywhere, you know. I'm certainly not, you know, either qualified or prepared to make such a statement. But I can say the following. I'm not aware directly of where Chazal, you know, used this pasuk, this Kaddish Deviyisem Kedoshim, to somehow refer to sanctifying the body in order that our tefillos be accepted. Chazal do darshan the pasuk with regard to Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. Chazal say that Vizkadish, what's the meaning of Vizkadish Dem Yisem Kedoshim? It seems superfluous. You should sanctify yourselves and be holy. It's the same thing. So Vizkadish Dem means you should wash your hands before bread. And Vizem Kedoshim means you should wash Mayim Achronim, you know, when you're ready to bench, right? So there's this reference to purifying your body in that kind of way. But that's not directly tefillah related. It doesn't really sound like the Yonasan ben Uziel is referencing that Maimer Chazal, right? Because that's, again, that's related to purifying oneself in order to eat, or maybe after eating in order to bench. That doesn't seem to be what he's focusing on. He seems to be focusing on purifying oneself in order to have our tefillos accepted. So what exactly is he talking about? If you're a chassidisha, you would say he's saying you have to go to the mikvah before davening. That's what the Yonasan ben Uziel means. Okay. But it's a little bit hard to read that into the pasuk, even if you're a fabrenta chassidisha, because the whole notion of going to mikvah before davening is associated with Ezra HaSofer. We call it Tvilas Ezra. Ezra was masaking that a person is a balkeri who had an emission has to go to mikvah before davening. And again, to some extent or another, that's the concept of going to mikvah before davening. It originates with Ezra HaSofer. So, you know, it's possible that that's what's being described over here in the Yonasan ben Uziel, the idea of purifying the body prior to, you know, by going to mikvah prior to davening. But, you know, it's unusual that the target of Yonasan ben Uziel would choose to relate the pasuk to something which we generally assume to be a Takanas Ezra, as opposed to being something that's a Daraisa. The Sefer Avos Yonasan, one of the Perushim on the Yonasan ben Uziel, suggests that the Yonasan ben Uziel over here is referencing a Gemara in Brachos Yudalad Amid Beis. The Gemara there says, HaRotzei Sheyikabel Olav HaMalchus Shamayim Shleima, a person who truly wants to accept the yoke of heaven properly, Yifne, when he should make sure that he's, you know, excreted anything that he needs to excrete, you know, that his body is clean and cleansed in that way. V'yitol yadav, and then he should wash his hands, v'yaniach tefillin, he should put on tefillin, v'yikra kriyashma, v'yispalil, he should lein kriyashma and davin, v'zoi malchus shamayim shlema, and this is a true acceptance of the yoke of heaven, meaning the pasuk is referencing, according to the Avos Yonasan, the idea that a person before he davens should make sure that his body is absolutely clean. Not in the sense of going to the mikvah, but in the sense that he's excreted anything from his body which needs to be excreted, that he doesn't, you know, have any urges to use the restroom whatsoever, you know, when he's going to daven. And that's perhaps, you know, when he says, Usahon kadishin begufecha, you should, you know, make sure that your bodies are holy. It means in that sense of the term, mitol da'akabel biravut sloschon, in order that I should accept your tefillos. Either way, whether we're talking about the mikvah, whether we're talking about the person going to the restroom before davening and making sure that he's clean in that sense of the term, where did this come from? In other words, what prompts the Yonasan ben Uziel to relate this pasuk to purifying the body before davening? What in the pasuk led him to give that interpretation, particularly where there isn't an obvious Maimer Chazal that makes that connection? Where in the pasuk do you see anything about davening? I mean, the truth is, even the concept of davening altogether, it's not clear that the concept of davening is a daraisa. You know, the Rambam famously says that there's a mitzvah daraisa to daven every day. But not everybody agrees with that Rambam, you know? So how can you tell me there's a pasuk talking about the way to prepare for davening when the very idea of davening isn't obviously a din daraisa? It could be, just trying to think to try to understand this Yonasan ben Uziel, that perhaps the Yonasan ben Uziel, like Rashi in a certain way, is operating off of the context of the pasuk. Right, we said v'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, according to Rashi, means separate yourselves from Avodah Zarah. Why did he choose to interpret the pasuk as talking about Avodah Zarah davka as opposed to Arayos? Well, we said context, because the earlier psukim are all talking about how terrible it is to worship Avodah Zarah. So in contrast, v'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, you should sanctify yourselves and not engage in Avodah Zarah. That's the way Rashi reads the pasuk. Perhaps the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel comes to his interpretation from a similar point of departure. And that's as follows. What would prompt a person to sacrifice his own child to Molech? So, as depraved and as misguided as we see it as being, from the point of view of the Molech worshipper, he probably sees himself as somebody who has tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Right? Here I am, ready to sacrifice that which is most precious to me in the world in order to serve my deity. Now again, we think he's misguided. We think he's terribly wrong. We think that he's, the pasuk says he's got to be chayiv misas. We learned yesterday the obligation to make sure that this Molech worshiper is put to death is an obligation that is on all of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. Kol Am Ha'aretz. Everybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael has to make sure that this guy is put to death. But where's he coming from? He's saying, I want to maximize my chances that my tefillos are going to be accepted. I'm going to give up the thing that's most precious to me to make sure that my tefillos are most accepted. So to respond to that, the pasuk comes and says, that's not what you need to do in order to make sure that your tefillos are going to be accepted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking for your children in that sense of the term. He doesn't want a child sacrifice. He just wants you to cleanse and purify yourselves, and that way, your tefillos are going to be accepted. V'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. Cleanse yourselves. You know, whatever that means. Go to mikvah. Cleanse yourselves internally. And that way, if you do that, that's sufficient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept your tefillos. You don't have to do these drastic and grotesque things like offering up your child to Avodah Zarah for your tefillos to be accepted. Just cleanse yourself. Just prepare yourself for davening. Take davening seriously and, you know, go into davening as clean as you possibly can. That's enough. Because Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem your God, comes the Yonasan ben Uziel and translates that, because Anohu Hashem Mekadishchon, I Hashem sanctify you. The word sanctify you doesn't appear in the pasuk. So what's he trying to say by adding it? I think the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, I gave you inherent Kedusha. I gave you inherent Kedusha. You don't have to do these drastic and dramatic things like child sacrifice in order to somehow access the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, your children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have Kedusha. You have a direct line to Hashem. All you got to do is prepare yourself a little bit. All you have to do is prepare yourself a little bit. Clean yourself, cleanse yourself, toivel yourself, whatever, you know, far less dramatic than bringing a kid as a sacrifice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I'll listen to your tefillos. You know, the point over here is to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to accept our tefillos for far less a price than the Oved Molech, than the one who's Oved Avodah Zarah, thinks is necessary to give in order to be accepted in heaven. It's far easier to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu than it is to go through the Ovos and Yidonim. That's what the Ovos and Yidonim are doing there. The guy who consults with the Ovos and Yidonim thinks, I got to use some kind of backhanded manner to figure out what's going on there in the spiritual realms. I have to use a Ouija table. I have to do something in order to, you know, somehow access, you know, the spiritual worlds. No, it's all false. V'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. All you need to do is sanctify yourselves a little bit. Ki ano Hashem ekadishchom. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have already made you holy. You're already holy. You're there. You just need a little bit of polishing, a little bit of getting ready before you go, and you present your tefillos before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly going to accept your tefillos. This is supposed to be a pasuk, I think, according to the Yonasan Ben Uziel, of encouragement. You know, we should realize that we very much have easy access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right, you know, mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. The pasuk says, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's close by, he's accessible, we can easily come to him, we can easily speak to him, and that should be a source of chizuk, that should be a source of strengthening our emunah and our connection, that it's so easy, relatively speaking, for us to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, you know, according to the Yonasan Ben Uziel, I think that pasuk is stated in his understanding to be a summary of why it's so terrible to turn to Molech, why it's so terrible to turn to the Ovos and Yidonim, because the implicit message of the person who does so is Hashem is very hard to access. I have to try really hard. I have to do something really extraordinary in order to be able to reach the heavens. And it's not true. You have the koach to be able to reach the heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh you. He gave you Kedusha. You just need to prepare yourself, Epis, a little bit. You know, just prepare your bodies a little bit. And you'll be able to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe just to add to that a little bit, why is the emphasis here on preparing the bodies? Right? We know there's certain religions that very much separated body and soul. The soul is holy. The body is earthly and something that if we could, we would get rid of. Comes the Yonasan Ben Uziel and says, as a Jew, your body itself is holy. Right? In other words, Ki ano Hashem ekadishchon, I am sanctifying you. Even your body is holy. All you've got to do is just prepare your body for tefillah. You know? Even the body itself is intrinsically holy. You just have to make sure that it's clean. You know, clean it out inside, clean it out outside. You know, whatever it is, but the body also is sanctified to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we don't take the position of different religions that the body somehow is evil or non-sacred, that the body of a Jew is also has Kedusha to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My late Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Yaakov Goldberg Zatzal, said a version of this idea in explaining a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Not this week's Perek. Actually, in Eretz Yisrael, it is this week's Perek, I think. But Perek Gimel. Perek Dalet, actually. Next week's Perek in Eretz Yisrael. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaMechaber Es HaTorah Gufo Mechubur Al HaBrios, V'Kol HaMechalel Es HaTorah Gufo Mechulul Al HaBrios. Anyone who honors Torah, his body is honored by people. Anyone who desecrates Torah, his body is desecrated by people. What does that mean? I mean, the simple pshat is, if you make a Kiddush Hashem, you know, people will treat you nicely. If you make a Chilul Hashem, people are going to treat you poorly. But what's this Lashon Gufo Mechubad? Gufo Mechulal. His body is Mechubad. His body is desecrated. What, you know, who Atzmo? Who Mechubad Al HaBrios? Who Mechulal Al HaBrios? What do you mean Gufo, his body? So Rav Goldberg Zatzal said that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam understands that this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is not talking about being Mechabed or being Mechalel Torah in the abstract, but it's talking specifically about a Sefer Torah. Kol HaMechabed Es HaTorah means somebody who shows kavod to a Sefer Torah. and somebody, conversely, who doesn't show kavod to a sefer Torah, right? And that's where the Rambam understands this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So if that's the case, then Rav Goldwicht, you can understand why Rabbi Yossi uses the lashon gufo mechul and gufo mechubal al abrios. What is a sefer Torah? A sefer Torah is a repository for incredible kedusha, right? The holiest book in the entire world is written into the sefer Torah itself. What is the sefer Torah? It's a physical entity. It's parchment with ink on top. So you might say, why do we have to show honor to the parchment and the ink? It's the ideas which are important. And yet we know they're Hilchos Sefer Torah. We don't just venerate the ideas in the Torah, we venerate the Heftzo, the object of the Sefer Torah itself, right? The Gashmios, the physicality that was transformed into a vessel to be able to hold all of this Ruchnius, all of this spirituality. What's that? Right, can't even touch it. Right, Lahavdil. You know, if in the non-Jewish world, if a person were to drop, you know, Plato's Republic on the floor, you never yet saw a person bend over, pick it up, and kiss it, right? So, but you know, in Yiddishkeit, you know, Sefer Torah, Rachmana Litzlan, falls to the floor. So we're fasting. What are you fasting? What are you fasting? It's all about the ideas. You know, why are we so hung up on the object? Why are we so hung up on the object? So the answer is that we believe in Yiddishkeit that you can have kedusha that makes an object holy. That in other words, physical things can be transformed into being holy by virtue of their connection to ruchnius and spirituality. The Sefer Torah becomes holy because it's a repository for the ideas and the Torah, which is in the Sefer Torah. But that makes the Sefer Torah itself holy. The same is true, said Rav Goldrich, with a human being. You're a neshama. That's really the spiritual part of you. But the fact that you have a neshama, a chelek elokam imal, a little bit of godliness that's within you, makes your body holy. It's not only that your neshama is holy. Your body is holy. And that's the lashon of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Kol ha-mechabed es ha-Torah. If you show kavod to a sefer Torah, it means that you understand that not only the ideas of Torah are holy, but the physical repository of those ideas is holy. The physicality, the gashmius is holy, in addition to the ruchnius. Gufo, mechubar al abrios. People will mechabed not only your neshama, they'll be mechabed your guf. They'll show honor to your physicality, because your guf becomes a repository for kedusha. And Rachmana Litzlan, if a person doesn't show the proper cover to the Sefer Torah, it means he doesn't really understand the idea that his own body can be a repository for Kedusha. So gufo mechul al habrios, you know, his guf is not going to be respected by people at large. Maybe that ties into this Yonasan ben Uziel as well, right? Usahon kadishin begufeichon. Just sanctify your body a little bit before davening, because your body also is holy and is part of how you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by sanctifying the body, that enables you to daven and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the neshama that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the guf as well that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why preparing the guf for tefillah is so incredibly important.